Weekly conversation with General Manager Rick Smith rolls on. Rick, the Texans presented with some challenges this week, a few injuries absorbed in the last game against the Titans. So to address that, you pick up a safety, but it's a familiar face.
It is. We obviously signed Troy Nolan back. Troy was picked up by the Dolphins when we initially released him, was on their team for a couple weeks. In fact, we played against him when we played Miami in week one. He was recently released, and we've had, you know, the injuries at the safety spot. You know, O'Dempsey had a thumb issue 1 week, and then the next week he fractures his forearm, so he'll be down for a couple of weeks. And so we thought we better get Troy back in the fold because he understands the system, he knows the scheme, and he's made plays for us before.
Yeah, and he was a hard cut the first time around this year.
Absolutely. I mean, one of many of those tough cuts that we talked about before. So we felt fortunate to be able to get him back in the fold.
Yeah, let's talk about this new IR rule. In the past, you had, if you put a guy on IR, they were done for the season, but you haven't put anybody on IR yet. How does the new IR rule affect what you're doing?
Well, we actually do have four players on injured reserve currently, but what you're referring to is a new rule that we passed that you can designate one player to return after a certain amount of time. And we did not designate Demps as that player yet, so we still have that option out there for us moving forward, and hopefully, knock on wood, we don't have to utilize that. But you're right, that we have a new rule now that if there is a player that you think might have the opportunity to come back, then you can designate him for return.
You know, we've heard about your weeks leading up to games and how you go about things in some of these conversations. What does a Monday Night Football week present for you? Do you get to do anything more than you normally might, less than you normally might?
Well, you get the extra day. For me, it's not as significant, say, as it is for the coaches. They get an extra day of preparation. I'm still going through my normal routine. I am going to go over to Austin and work the Texas West Virginia game this weekend, and so that'll be a part of what I do because, fortunately, we do leave on Sunday as opposed to Saturday, so I get an extra day that way on the back end,
right?
And so I'll utilize it that way.
That's interesting. Let's talk about two of your most recent first-round picks. 2010 first-rounder Kareem Jackson has a big game against the Titans, but that's not all he's been doing this year. He's been having a pretty good season, has he not?
No, he has, and I've talked about that publicly, and I think I'm not so sure that he is totally responsible for Kareem's evolution and evolvement, but I think that Jonathan Joseph's addition to our football team really has helped Kareem, and I saw Kareem come back this summer in training camp more focused on details, more focused on going out to practice every day, working the way he needed to work, going out working on his footwork. I see him as a technician more so now than ever before. And the guy has had experience, and he's growing as a player. He's getting better. And it's fun to see him have some success because he has worked hard, and he's played well for us over the course of the first month of this season.
Another guy who's playing well for you, and well is an incredible understatement, 2011 first-rounder J.J. Watt. He was good last year, but this is something almost totally new. Not totally new, but this is a different way of playing almost.
Well, it's a different level for a lot of people.
How come? Why is that?
Well, number one, I think he's obviously got the talent. He's got the work ethic. I think he's got a coach that is putting him in a position to make plays. I think he's got people around him that allow him to make plays because we've got a talented defensive group, and we've got some guys up front that give people challenges and give people problems. And so we're able to utilize all those things. And he started, if you remember, you go back to last year, towards the end of the year, he really started to play at a high level. And into the playoffs he did, and he's picked up on that, which is, somewhat remarkable because he's playing at such a high level. And obviously he can't continue to have the type of production that he's having, for 16 straight games. But I do see this guy continuing to get better. And I think, as crazy as it may sound, he still has not scratched the surface in terms of what he could potentially be for our football team.
So maybe not 32 sacks this year, but 32 next year.
Right? Yeah, I will say this. And somebody asked me a couple weeks ago, is it too early to call him, a game changer? And my response was that I don't know if he's a game changer. He's an impact player. He impacts the football game. And the question was whether or not he was dominant. And I'm not ready to put the dominant, phrase on him or title or tag on him, but he is certainly an impact player, and he's helped our football team win these four first games.
Yep, he'll be very important against the New York Jets on Monday night. Hey, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.